John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. He's our author musicologist buddy, Chris Epting. His book, If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 lyrical lines that helped define the 70s. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, John. How are you and the crew doing back there?
We're doing real well because you want to talk this morning about one of our favorite characters. Each one of us does an impression of him. Of course, we're talking about Dave Davies. Just to give you some backstory on that.
Please.
I had spoken to him a number of times. The two of them were never in a conversation with him. And I started talking like Dave Davies. And they go, no, he doesn't talk like that. You didn't believe it, did you, Dave?
Oh, no, not at all.
Right.
I thought it was another
Steve,
exaggeration.
Were you here for that?
I wasn't even here.
Nobody in the studio believed me that Dave Davies talked like this.
I heard the audio of you guys interviewing him, and you could hear them laughing in the background while Dave is talking.
because as I'm talking there, and he's giving us answers.
I agree with you. I interviewed him once. Uh-huh. And I can confirm what you're saying. The rumors are true.
All right. But this really isn't about Dave Davies. This is about You Really Got Me, and how do we have him?
It's July 1964. Okay. I mean, people forget that this song was an old tune. I mean, this came out back when the Beatles and Stones were really kind of new bands.
Yeah, this is British Invasion.
Total British Invasion. It's before the Stones hit with Satisfaction. I mean, it's early. And Ray Davies sees this girl in a club. He's kind of inspired to write this song. He writes it. The Kinks actually record a version of it that's very different than the one we know today. It's a slower, kind of bluesier version that no one's really happy with. Well, at the same time, Ray Davies gets his girlfriend pregnant. He probably speaks in that voice that you're doing right now.
Yeah, and it just turned her on. You want to do something?
He wants to get married to her, and she wants to get married. But their parents won't let them. And he, in a rage, goes into his room, doesn't know what to do, takes a razor blade, and literally cuts the cones of his amplifier in his room.
Wow.
Out of anger. Brings the amp back into the studio where the Kinks are still working a few days later. They're going to redo You Really Got Me. Again, they're not happy with the take. And they like this sound, this kind of buzzing, distorted sound that comes out of the amp with the lacerated cone that he cut with the razor blade. And thus begins the first hit record that has distortion on it. I mean, it really doesn't seem like much now, but back then, to do something like that, to actually record it and use it to your advantage, was a really big deal. And you hear it. I mean, you hear it. Whenever I hear those opening chords, you know it sounds different. And it sounds different because of what Dave Davies did in his room with a razor blade, thus giving the Kinks their first, I mean, really the hit that propelled them, I think, to what they became. I mean, it's such a brilliant band. But that was really their sort of the big bang of the Kinks. And it was all because, I mean, that sound anyhow of the rage that Dave Davies felt when his parents wouldn't let him marry his pregnant girlfriend.
As you're saying this, I mean, my mouth is a gasp here. Because it's like, I haven't heard this story. Because I just accepted it as he had like some sort of foot pedal or something like that. Because there were so many stories with the Beatles, with their engineers, how distortion was not allowed. And they would do everything possible to avoid any kind of distortion.
Pristine, right.
And to realize that, like, not only was it a busted piece of equipment, but it made a great sound and it turned a simple song into a huge hit.
It did, and the Kinks from that point realized they had sort of stumbled into something kind of weird and special, and they would even put, like, from that point on other tunes, they put sewing needles in the amp cabinets to try. I mean, again, this is before any effects things really existed, you know, commercially. And so they were just sort of improvising and makeshifting this, you know, and jerry-rigging these sounds, but nothing quite like. I mean, again, you hear those chords on You Really Got Me, the opening chords, and there's something different about them, and that's what it is. I think it's an amazing backstory that takes an already legendary song and just gives it a really interesting edge.
You have turned me on once again, Mr. Epting. He is Chris Epting. The book is If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 Lyrical Lines That Helped Define the 70s. And we are, in the words of Dave Davies, classic rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.